We're CJMQ and we're talking today with Canadian author, actually an author from the Eastern Townships, Mr. Marshall Robb. So welcome, Marshall.
Hi, Maureen. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Now, first of all, we're going to talk about the book you just published. Okay, this is your first?
Yeah.
Okay, this is your first.
It's called Hunting the Truth.
Right, so it's your first book, Hunting the Truth, and it's a collection of short stories. There's 31 short stories in the book.
Well, short stories, and some of them are lyrics that were put to music in the mid-80s, and chapter one of my first novel, Exitville.
The book starts out with, the first short story is Hunting the Truth. So tell us about the book in general. What inspired you to write the book, and how long did it take you?
Okay, I've always liked writing, and I wanted to do a novel first, but mm-hmm. I decided to just go with a book of short stories.
Okay, so you were inspired to write these short stories, more or less little inspirations here and there. That's, I guess, the way short stories go, and you say some of them were put to music, lyrics put to music in the 80s, too.
Exactly.
Interesting. So it's a very interesting collection of short stories, and especially the way you've written them. You think the story is over and there's a lot of gap there, and then it will it will continue on. So that's pretty interesting too. I've never seen that before.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. So you have some interesting different ways of writing. So tell us about the book.
Okay, well, Exitville, my first novel, which I hope to publish late 2011 or early 2012.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horror story, mystery suspense. About Exitville, I do things a little bit different, whereas I do not give away the identity of the antagonist or explain why the story ends abruptly, but there are clues in the book that will lead the reader to find the answers.
Okay, so it's more of a mystery, too.
Well, it's sort of interactive.
Mm-hmm.
Just one quick example. It takes place in the States, but I don't come out and say it takes place in that state. There are two clues, Highway 93, and the state had 26 Civil Conservation Corps camps in its day. So you have to use those clues, and then you can figure out where it's taking place.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so everybody likes a mystery like that. It's a lot of fun to look for the details. I think it makes us better readers, too. That's one of the things about reading.
Well, I think so.
Yeah, okay. So we start off with Hunting the Truth, and that comes from your novel. So where do the rest of the ideas, where do the rest of the short stories come from?
They were just came to me like that, and like as inspiration always does.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I was going to publish Exitville first, but in the summer of 08, I was on the Care 2 website,
mm-hmm.
and I met Melanie Dianinska, who is Corey Claggett's mother,
mm-hmm.
and things changed a bit. Corey Claggett is one of the Leavenworth 10 who I dedicated the book to.
Mm-hmm.
They're American warriors incarcerated at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
Okay.
And if you remember last summer, the case of Captain Robert
mm-hmm.
Semrau, well, the cases are pretty much similar to that.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
when I found out about them, I just said, you know, it was just as simple as saying, okay, I'm going to dedicate the book to them.
Okay, so you dedicated the book to them. Now, you're from the Eastern Townships and from Canada,
mm-hmm.
so also you mentioned in Hunting the Truth there's a little bit of information there that the clues relate to the state. So why these soldiers and the different clues and in the states,
well,
why not more Canadian?
Well, I do support our men and women
mm-hmm.
as well, except there was no such cases
right.
in Canada as this. And we're not immune to it. We have to abide by the same rules of engagement.
Exactly.
You know, so that's why I dedicated to them.
I think probably a lot of people aren't even aware of the Leavenworth 10.
No. When I found out about it, it was the first time I heard about it. And you have to, like, I put their names and website addresses in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But one doesn't have to buy a copy of the book to get that. If
mm-hmm.
they do, I don't mind, but you can just Google the Leavenworth 10, and you'll get a lot of information from there.
Right. Now they're being incarcerated at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas, is it? Now, some of them are facing anywhere from 10 to 40 years.
Exactly.
Imprisonment. That's, you know, unreal.
I know. So I may just read a little bit from John Hatley,
mm-hmm.
who was one of them. On his website, the case details for John Hatley, U.S. Army Master John Hatley was sentenced initially to life in prison for the alleged killing of four unidentified insurgents. The four men these soldiers were convicted of murdering were never identified by name, nor were their bodies found. There was also no ballistics or forensic evidence found to support the men were killed. And he got the, well, as I said, life, but then it was reduced.
Interesting, hunting the truth, exactly. Where does the truth lie? And I love the story, Hunting the Truth, and it's certainly a teaser for your book, too.
Well, I was sort of inspired by John Lennon's Give Me Some Truth
mm-hmm.
when I wrote that.
Okay, that's interesting.
And, you know, like, there's, it's just like, I'm glad there's not many cases of this in Canada. But, you know, like, trying to just, like, raise awareness, spread the word for, you know, and hope people will check it out
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
get informed.
So you've dedicated the book to them, and you also write to them. Now, interestingly enough, when somebody writes them, it can't be anything typewritten, can't be a newspaper, etc.
No.
So you have to handwrite it, and you're also sending them pieces of the book at a time when you write to them, I guess.
Exactly. Because of the dedication, they may not be able to get a copy of the book while they're incarcerated,
mm-hmm.
which I find is a little bit, well, unfair, but what can you do? And I dedicated the book to Andrew Holmes, too, but he's not part of Leavenworth 10.
Okay.
He was part of Striker 5, but I only found that out about maybe a week, 10 days before the book came out.
Okay, interesting. So these men will be there for who knows how long, I guess,
well,
until the government decides to release them.
Well, hopefully enough people speak out,
mm-hmm.
Could be granted clemency, pardoned.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. It's very interesting. You've brought a lot of awareness with this. Now, another really interesting aspect about you is that 22 years ago, you were given, what, 5 or 6 years to live?
Exactly. March 79, I started to lose dexterity in both of my hands.
Mm-hmm.
The next month, I had my first appointment with a neurologist.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 years and many tests later, in April of 82, I was finally diagnosed with that. And as the name implies, it atrophies the muscles. And they said, well, it's going to be about 5-6 years before it attacks your heart and your lungs, and there's nothing we can do about it. And fortunately, things didn't work out that way.
Okay, so you just had the symptoms, and it took them 3 years to find a diagnosis for you? And
right.
Okay, that's pretty interesting in itself, too. Atrophy of the muscles. Now, is this something genetic?
I was told that it was hereditary.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But in my family, there's no trace of it as far back as I can go.
Okay, so you get the news, and then what happens? Do you change your lifestyle? Or?
Not really.
No,
No, it just, you know, I sort of felt like, I don't know how to explain it, maybe like God nudged me and said, things are supposed to work out that way, but trust me, they won't.
Okay, are you a religious man? Were you before this?
No, spiritual, but not religious.
Okay, so you were spiritual and you had this feeling that God was nudging you. So you weren't devastated, you just didn't give up, obviously, you didn't go into a deep depression like a lot of people would?
No, not really, because well, there's two ways of looking at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can either say, oh my God, I'm going to die, and then you will.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, well, you know, let's take it one day at a time and see what happens.
Okay, so the power of the mind. Good.
Right.
So you were always spiritual before that, so that's probably one of the things that got you through that then.
Yeah, most likely.
Okay, and you started writing or writing more?
No, I started writing when I was 13, actually.
Okay.
And, like I said, I'm not a prolific writer by any means, but, you know, just on and off when I have inspiration, I'll write, but I'm anxious to get Exitville finished for next year.
You must be. That's a great goal, especially with the publishing of this book.
Well, exactly, and considering it's the first novel, which is, you know, a little bit different.
Yeah, it's very different. One of the stories that I liked, let me see, I liked Swinging by the Curly Cord. That was interesting.
Okay.
And some of the titles even are interesting, too. For instance, Ban Body Piercing on Pygmies, and The Brilliant Sex Life of a Brazilian Spider. My Pet Black Hole, that was an interesting read, too. So a lot of bizarre, interesting reads in this.
Well, it's not a real heavy read.
Right.
I'm saving that for Exitville.
It's kind of philosophical, though. It just depends on the way that you read the stories and what you take from them.
Exactly, and what mood you're in when you're reading them, too, maybe.
Good. Now, since you've been sick, do you go and see the doctor on a regular basis, or have you just decided to give up on doctors? And
I pretty much give up on doctors,
yeah? Okay, so you don't go for a yearly checkup and things like that, then?
First of all, you don't have a doctor.
Okay.
So the neurologist, well, you know, they want to see you, but they don't bother me too much and ask to see me too much. So
okay, do you still have problems with your muscles and your hands? And
hands, yeah, like to type. I can only type with one finger.
Okay.
And let's say I had to type out a full page, 8.5, 11.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 hours and change.
Okay.
Maybe even closer to 3 hours. So, and when I write to the guys and writing them stories there, like the guys in the Warriors in Fort Leavenworth, like to write out a story like that Black Hole, or it could take close to 2 hours and that, but, you know, I'm happy to do it.
Okay, so your sickness has been a bit progressive then, but it certainly hasn't gone to the extent that they said it would.
No.
Okay, interesting, good. And probably, definitely, your spiritual outlook helps 99%, if not more.
Well, I do believe so.
Obviously, don't hear back from the guys, do you?
Oh, yeah.
You do? Okay,
yeah.
So they're allowed to send out letters and things?
Yeah, but you have to, when you write to them, you have to put P.S. right back, please, otherwise they won't write back.
Okay.
And, I told them, after a couple letters, I told them about how I was given 5 to 6 years to live.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Leahy was the first to write me back, and if I may, he wrote, "Your story is truly an amazing one. 5 to 6 years to live 22 years ago. Wow. I don't look at that as a chance to give sympathy. I look at it as a chance to see a man against all odds continue to live his life. It truly motivates me. If I ever feel like I'm slipping, I can look to you and know that I can do it." So in a way, like, I'm helping. At least I think, hope I am.
That certainly motivates you, too.
Exactly. I get a charge, you know, and I get to open the mailbox and see a letter from one of these guys.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, and it helps them to keep going, too. Because
exactly.
Definitely, yeah.
It's not much to write to someone, you know.
Yeah. Their morale must be really down many days.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to be forgotten.
No. Good. And it's so easy to forget those, too.
Oh, exactly.
Good. So, the book, where can we get a copy of the book?
The book is on Amazon.
It's on Amazon.
And it's also on buybooksontheweb.com.
Okay. Hunting the Truth by Marshall Robb.
Right.
Okay, good. Place locally that we can buy it?
I haven't checked into that lately.
Okay.
Yet, I mean.
Should definitely check into that.
I should.
Good. Do you have a website?
No, I don't, but I'm on Facebook.
Okay, you're on Facebook, Marshall Robb, then?
Yep.
Okay, good. Anything else you'd like to say before we go, Mr. Robb?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay, well, we thank you very much and certainly wish you all the success with your book and the next book to come out.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Marshall Robb's next book will be dedicated to all Canadian and American men and women serving their country, and he plans to talk about problems vets face upon their return, such as PTSD, lack of proper care, unemployment, homelessness, turning to drugs and alcohol, and suicides.